3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. The Jacksonville Beaches listen at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about a subject today that perhaps needs a little explaining when it comes to my issue title, if you will. A battle between two cultures. This election is a battle between two cultures. It is not a battle between two parties. Hear me well. It is not a battle between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, though in the background we may call it that. It's a battle between two cultures. The issue today that we're going to talk about, what kind of culture do you want for America in the coming years? What kind of nation do you want us to have? Do you want us to retain our constitutional republic? Or would you like to have a dictatorship form of government that we're now devolving into? What kind of government would you like for, what kind of nation would you like for America to be in the years to come, for our kids, our grandkids, and future generations? It is a battle between two cultures. Multitudes of Christians today, ladies and gentlemen, tell you that we ought not discuss politics. In fact, I've heard some preachers say, politics are evil, wicked, ugly, dirty. We ought to just talk about Jesus. Now, that might sound spiritual, but it's not. It's ignorant speaking, stupidity, a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding of biblical truth. There are a number of people today that will say that for pastors and churches and Christians, talking about political subjects are off limits. Let me remind you, lest you do not hear the intro for our broadcast each day. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church, and in that order. Anything we talk about, the home, civil government, or the church, all biblical issues, cannot be in any way bifurcated to call it anything else. And yet we have those today in pulpits across America believing the devil's lie that we ought to be silent. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the life or the death of America. And this election in 6 months will determine the destiny of our nation. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to look at kind of a comparison and contrast of the issues and the issue orientation that we ought to look at in casting our ballot. But let me remind you, as we do this today, as each and every day, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Bible, the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, when Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he says, and I quote, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, there's a declaratory statement made, thy word is truth. Psalms 117 and verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So may I say to you today, we can listen to a partial truth, a half-truth, a bifurcation of truth, and it's still a whole lie. We need to understand, as George Orwell and the secularist of yesteryear said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be factual today. You talk about a political issue, as it is called. You talk about central biblical theological issues. You'll have those that will get a little shook up, a little angry. If you talk about the only way to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ, some will argue. If you talk about the only way to be saved is through faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross, some will debate it. But ladies and gentlemen, it's still truth. We're in a society today where truth does matter. And there are those that feel that it does not. I've talked about it the past couple of days on the monologue. I'm looking at a meme that says the more you research truth, the crazier you sound to ignorant people. And I think that's pretty factual. It can't get any clearer than that. But yet we have 55% of the millennials today in America that argue with what is truth. And their statement is each person determines their own version of truth. In other words, truth is malleable. Truth is something that can be modified and modulated and not stable. Therefore, they use the term that everyone has their own version of truth. They do. They might have their own version of what they think is truth that they want to make you believe is truth. But truth is not to be modified if it is truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement, and I appreciate. By the way, when I refer to his statement, that doesn't mean I embrace his total theological persuasions of yesteryear. But Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's the position that we ought to be in today. If at no other time in the history of America, as Christians, as conservatives and patriots, we need to seek the truth. And by the way, I've said before and I'll say again, you won't find truth on the Communist Network News, CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, etc., etc. Truth book is the book, the Bible. But we ought to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and be willing, ladies and gentlemen, to defend it, even to death. Would you do that? Would you place your life on the line to stand for truth? I believe the further we get in the last of the last days, the more we're going to be seeing the necessity of standing for truth and not bowing and bending to the cultural Marxist push that we find in society today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a marker. There's an identifier. There's a flag, 165-foot flagpole. Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the issue today, a battle between two cultures. Want to look at it? It would take hours and hours and hours to delve into every nuance and every aspect of each of the cultures. I think we can hit the high spots, highlights, and you would understand the reason this is such an important election. We are in a position that we're being told, and Christians have been told, pastors and churches have been told, for a number of years now, since the Johnson Amendment, We checked on a rider for the Department of IRS, the Internal Revenue Department, and it basically says that it's against the law for a Christian or a church or a pastor to talk about so-called political issues. It's the alteration of the 501c3. It was a 501c3 amendment. But ladies and gentlemen, it has caused multitudes of pastors and churches to be frightened, to be fearful, and to feel that somehow, some way, we must have lockjaw in the pulpits when it comes to election season. And yet there are illustrations that I could give you for the rest of the broadcast, how they are wanting to apply that to the conservative church, but to the liberal church, it's okay to have a politician come in and say, vote for me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the erosion, the bifurcation, the intent to destroy our Bill of Rights. And of the Bill of Rights, Amendment number one is the right of freedom of speech and religious liberties. There's an attempt to keep churches silent during an election, especially a presidential election cycle. But may I say, there's some that feel, in the pulpit I'm speaking of, some that feel that if you speak out against an issue, even though it's a critical biblical issue, that you might hurt someone's feelings. You might drive someone off. You might cause someone to be offended in some way. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus Christ wasn't concerned about offending anybody. The Apostle Paul wasn't concerned about going back and finding out if it's offensive. But listen, let me just tuck this in. There is, hear me, there is a separation church and state, biblically speaking. 26th chapter of 2 Chronicles points it out. When King Uzziah made the decision that he was going into the house of God, the temple, and make a sacrificial offering, one chief priest and 80 priests, 81 total, begged him, admonished him, King, that is not your business. That's the church's business. They would call it temple then. That's God's business. You're not to interfere with God's business. You're not to interfere with the temple of God. You're not to interfere with the church of God. You know what happened? King Uzziah went in against the direction and the pleading of the religious leaders of his day. He went in and offered a sacrifice. You know what happened? God killed him. Pointing out that there is a separation of church and state. That separation is a wall that says the state ought not to cross the line entering into the business, the preaching, the teaching, the culture, the content of what is being preached from the pulpits in a local New Testament church. Yet we have a number of pastors today that are afraid that they might offend someone. Our religious liberties, our First Amendment, the freedom of speech, and the freedom and religious liberties that we have. Do we lose them? Do we lose our freedoms just because we're a Christian, just because we're a believer, just because it's a church, just because we're a pastor? No, not any place in the Word of God that would indicate that. We're to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, render unto God that which is God. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the truth of what he said in Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, that is when they lead, when they're elected to office, when they're put into position, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. You've heard me say that on a number of occasions. And I believe this nation of ours is in a state, a position, a condition of mourning simply because of the unrighteous being in control. But we have the authority, we have the opportunity, we have the ability to change the direction that America is going in. Our vote on November the 5th, 6 months from now, our vote on November the 5th will determine the destiny of America. This election, ladies and gentlemen, in my most humble opinion, is the most serious, the most important, the most critical, the most oriented issue in our lifetime. Listen, we must not vote for Democrat or Republican. We must vote on the issues. We must vote on those things that are critical in our culture. But we're voting against, voting one or the other in two cultures, a battle between two cultures. That's what we're faced with. The choice is yours. The choice is mine. But we need to be salt and light in the society in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard me exactly right. We need to vote based on the liberties, the freedom, the cultural issues, the issues that are biblically-based, the issues that are fundamentally foundational to the Christian conservative and the nation's liberties that we have in our Bill of Rights. It's God's law, and yet it is codified in our Bill of Rights, given to us by our founding fathers, that we need to understand is on the line. It's not about Joe Biden. It's not about Donald Trump. Listen, this election will determine the destiny of our nation. We must vote based on biblical, moral, ethical values. So I want us to do in the course of this broadcast today, it's going to be a comparison and contrast. You, the people, you, the voter, want to hear from you. Which side of the line are you going to fall on? Which side of the cultural battle will you land on? How will you vote? I'd love to hear from you during the course of this broadcast today. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning. I pray you're well.
Yes. It's not against Democrats or Republicans. This is a battle between good and evil.
Absolutely, brother.
Yeah, it's not politics. And I believe we are under God's judgment right now. It's just like, okay, Resurrection Day. Now he calls it LGBTQXYZ, whatever you want to call itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the Passion Week, he put that Gay Pride Week. Has he lost his ever-loving mind? And I'd be talking to, well, I'll be straight up with you, I'm black. And I'd be talking to some of my, consistent with some of the people that I run into. And they just, and a lot of them don't know that Abraham Lincoln, he was a Republican and tried mm-hmm. to free you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know when the 13 original colonies started. The southern states said, we want slavery. And the north said, well, hey, every man's free. But it's like, you got to check your history.
Well, the whole point is, we have a society today that's unenlightened. We have an entire society today that's ignorant of the facts. We have an entire society today that, for the most part, will turn on Communist Network News and think they're getting real news. In fact, just recently, one of the major heads in the National Public Broadcasting just admitted that they were totally biased against Trump, against conservatism, against the Bible, against God, against anything that would be called conservative issues, and that they were for everything that was what we'd call the loose, lax, lost left. And as a result of that, they've just come forward and made that statement. Now, President Trump has said that if he's elected, he's going to defund the National Public Broadcasting, NPR. National Public Radio Broadcasting. We need to recognize we, the nation, spending millions of dollars each year in tax money for America to be brainwashed, for there to be the indoctrination through public radio and public television that both are an organ of the left that wants to destroy the morals, ethics, values, and the constitutionality of the republic that we have today. And I am thankful for that stand. Go ahead.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
It's not. It's the taxpayers that's paying for that.
Yes, right. That's right.
Not the government.
And yet the average public does not understand that they're not listening to truth. They're not hearing truth. In fact, what we used to say was Fox News was truth. It, today is the middle of the road at the very least or at the very best. There are other networks that have good, bad, and indifferent. But you have to find out what is truth and not just believe and be brainwashed. Some say, well, where did you get your news? Certainly wasn't on Communist Network News, and it certainly wasn't on the daily broadcast that we call television news or radio news. We need to be very careful to find truth. Truth is the Word of God. In the truth book, God gives us inspiration, information, and direction as to what we should say, do, and how we should live. From Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:20, it is God's word to man, for man to follow God's word and be obedient to him. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you today. Looking forward to what God is going to do in your life and our lives as we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about a battle between two cultures, what are those two cultures? What are some of the issues that the cultures stand for? Number one, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Now, that's part of the Ten Commandments. The Bible is pretty clear on that. God's pretty clear on that. Yet the Biden administration today, he and the presidential candidacy that he's putting forth, is focused on pushing for the right to abortion. And they claim that that's in the Constitution. I've not found it any place. But it's murder by way of abortion. And so the Biden administration and his candidacy, the major, major theme, the major push, the major emphasis, the major desire for the loose likes lost left on the Communist Network News and the liberal party called Democrats is to have the authority, give the authority for a woman to kill the infant in her womb. That's being pushed across the nation. And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, even here in the state of Florida, that's an issue that is on the ballot. It is amendment number one, I'm sorry, number two, that is pushed for the state of Florida on the ballot for November. In that amendment number four, it will nullify any future potential of our legislators making abortion illegal. Right now, the U.S. Supreme Court has just ruled the Florida Supreme Court has ruled that the six-week ban on abortion is constitutional, as they would call it. But, ladies and gentlemen, that will be nullified if November the 5th enough citizens vote yes on Amendment 4. It will make murder by way of abortion in the state of Florida legal, and Florida will become the murder capital of the world, of the nation at least, the murder capital of the nation. Now, I don't know about you, but I would not want to have it on my heart and my conscience that I voted to authorize murder by way of abortion. And a vote for the wrong candidate will codify that in the Florida Constitution from now, henceforth, and forever. Because once something goes in the Constitution as an amendment, it is rare, if ever, it is taken out. And it takes the future tense as to what we can do out of the hands of our elected leaders, the legislators. But keep in mind amendment number four. You must, we must, as a state, we must as Christians, we must as constitutionalists, we must as conservatives, we must as patriots, vote no on amendment four. And we'll talk about that more times than one between now and the election day on November the 5th. If it's approved, Florida will be that murder capital of the nation, providing volunteer abortion up to and including the moment of birth. So every Christian, every conservative ought to vote no. We need to vote for life and not for death. November the 5th. So we're talking about today, the issue that we're speaking on is a battle between two cultures. Two cultures. Do you want a culture of death or a culture of life? Joe Biden has already indicated where he stands. Trump has been vacillating on his position on that very subject. He's not an anti-abortionist. He is not one that's 100% pro-life. He is not one that's going to take a stand and say we need to legislate it and make sure that every state is in the position that you cannot murder a baby in the womb. Now, I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, but at least between the two candidates, we understand that there is some modulation for truth, biblical integrity, and morality coming out of Trump. But with Biden, the whole push for Biden, his administration, and every one that's on the Democratic ticket are pushing for murder by way of abortion. That's the key issue. That's the top on the issue strand as far as those making decisions to vote. In fact, it's the liberal left that's made that the key issue. With the Democrats, the key issue is not the border. The key issue is not liberties and the freedoms that we have codified in our Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, Article Number 1. That's not, or Amendment number one, that's not their key issue. The key issue is not with the Democrats, the failure of our economy. The key issue is not the open borders with them. The key issue with the loose, lax, lost, left, liberals, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist Party, called the Democrats in America today, the key issue is, do I have the right? Can I continue to murder by way of abortion? That's the key. So we're talking about a battle between two cultures. Second thing that we're looking at today, I believe that every parent, every grandparent, should have the right to place a child in the school system. Now, number one, you might have never heard me say this before. I think I have. I'm against the public school system as it's operated today. You'll not find public education any place in the Constitution. It's not there. There's nothing that gives the federal government the right or the authority to force a person to go to certain kinds of schools. I believe that we're going to continue the process of what's called public education. It needs to be on a voucher basis where the state, through the county, issues a voucher for X number of dollars. That parent can take that voucher, put that son or daughter in any school, Christian school, parochial school, private school, home school, or charter schools, and not force that child to go into a situation where it's brainwashing and causing one to be indoctrinated with the loose, lax, lost, liberal mindset and culture. Ladies and gentlemen, every parent, every grandparent, should not be put in a position of having to be fearful or worried about the classroom protocol in their child's school. But through the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, the focus is on the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. The focus is on the multiple genders. They claim now there's about 157 different genders. That shows you how stupid the whole mindset is. But nevertheless, that's been embraced by the Biden administration, pushing through the schools the encouragement for a child to have transsexual surgery. The teacher is pushing it. The counselors in the schools pushing it. And being provided that transsexual surgery and counseling for that, where there's healthy body parts are just butchered off. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a major, major problem with a system that will do that. Major. Here's a headline. Doctors receive cash bonuses for helping people switch genders. Referrals for gender identity clinics have risen 240% over the past 5 years. Doctors will be paid extra for each patient they help medically transition to the opposite gender, according to the news. The new incentives aim to provide interim support to patients on gender clinics wait list and to improve access to hormone treatment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I could go. Ladies and gentlemen, look at another headline. It's a dangerous headline. Listen to what it says. State legislature adopts plans to end religious liberty. Listen, if we do not have the religious liberties in America, if anything is done to cancel, destroy, or to tear down our Bill of Rights, especially the First Amendment, where there's the freedom of speech and the religious liberties, if we don't have that, we can just kiss it goodbye as a nation. We hear state legislature adopts plans to end religious liberty. It's not been much publicized, this writer says, but the actions of the state legislature in Minnesota, by the way, I'll pause here. State of Minnesota is eaten up with Islamic jihadists. Minnesota's changed its flag. In the last 6 months, they've adopted a new flag. It looks very much like the Palestinian flag, the Islamic jihadist flag. They said here the legislature in Minnesota have resulted in what essentially is the end of religious liberty in their state. The issue is that lawmakers and governors scheme to add so-called human rights, gender identity, to the state's Human Rights Act. And they included no provision for exemption for religious people or religious groups, demonstrating their intent to deny religious freedom in Minnesota for Minnesota citizens, churches, schools, and to engage in persecuting Christians and some other religious bodies. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very, very careful. This election will determine the destiny of America. This election is a battle between two cultures. We'll continue this thought right after the news. Remember that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.